ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're starting Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara is continuing the discussion about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that if someone's ba on his aim, that's also an HS Av, you're only chayiv midin aim and you're not chayiv midin HS Av. And the last Gemara, Nathan Gimel and Abayz, explained the Mekar, because it says, Imchahi, and Yehuda Dashens, Mishum Imayat Mechayvoy, Fiat Mechayvi, Mishum HS Av. Now the Gemara earlier had asked that the same way you dash ni Imchahi, that you're only chayiv midin imay, we should also darshan erves eishes avicha, that you're only chayiv midin eishes av, and not midin aim. And the Gemara explained that that pasuk is necessary for itself. We have to learn out from the pasuk of eishes avicha, the azhara and the einish for an eishes av, and an aim that's not an eishes av, and since you're needing a pasuk of erves eishes avicha for itself, it's not extra for miyut, that you're not chayiv midin aim. Well, the only extra pasuk is imchahi, and that tells you mishum imayat mechayiv viyat mechayiv mishum eishes aviv. There are bottom that argue. The Gemara says towards the bottom of Nundal and Aleph, they hold that the pasuk of imchahi is teaching us that an aim that's not an eishes av is chayiv just like an aim that is an eishes av. That means Rabbi Yehuda had learned that out from the pasuk of erves avicha. The bottom did not learn it out from erves avicha, so they need the pasuk of imchahi to be marba, aim that's not an eishes av. Therefore, they don't have imchahi extra to be mamayit that you're not chayim within eishes av. Now, in the middle of this discussion of how exactly to darshan the psukim, the Gemara asks that according to Rabbi Yehuda, einu shamanu azhara minayin. How does Rabbi Yehuda know an azhara for an eishes av? The Gemara answers because it says erves avicha lo yisgala, and it's not referring to the av itself, to mishkaf zachar with your father. Because you have Xer Shava, Avicha, Avicha, that we're talking about an Ishus of the Av. Mala Alom, the Ishus, Akasim, Adaber, Av, Kam, the Ishus, Akasim, Adaber. So this Pasik of Erbis, Avicha, Leisigala, seemingly is talking about being, doing Znus with your father. The Gemara Dashan is talking about an Ishus Av. And therefore, it ends up the Pasik is extra, the Pasik of Imchahi. The Rabbanans say, no, Imchahi is not extra because Erbis, Avicha is not talking about Ishus of the father. They don't dash in the Xer Shava of Aviv Aviv. And they understand the Pasuk is talking Kipshutai. Eves Avicha Leisigala means you're not allowed to be Mizana with your father. Gemara says, Rabbanan Eves Avicha Mamashi. Gemara asks, we already know the Isser to be born your father because the regular Mishkav Zachar. Gemara answers, it's a nafkamina that you're Chayiv Shtayim. There'll be 2 Chiyuvei Chatos if someone's born his father. Rashi points out, even though you're only doing one Avera, but we similarly find the Gemara and Makis Darshan is that if you have 1 Karas and 2 Lavim, then you're going to have 2 Karases. The fact that there's 2 separate Lavim, even though the Pasuk only says 1 Karas for both of them, that alone, that it was written with 2 Lavim, could be Machalik to 2 Karases, which means, in a practical sense, that the 2 Chatayis. Comes along Taisis, and he asks, Tema, Delay Tani Luhu Bechla Lamed Vav Krisos. The first Mishnah in Krisos lists off all the Chiyuve Krisos in the Torah, and it lists Mishkav Zachar, but it never lists Habal Aviv and Habal Achi Aviv. If you're telling me that according to the Rabbanan, if you're born Aviv and Achi Aviv, you're getting a second Karas, why is it not listed in the Mishnah in Krisos? Now, at first glance, one can answer that that Mishnah would be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does not have the extra Pasuk of Eres Avicha to be Marba, a second Karas, when you're born your father. But that really wouldn't help. For 2 reasons. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda himself has a second karas when you're born Achi Aviv. He only argued by Baal Aviv that that pasuk is talking about Ishus. But the pasuk of Achiyav, if he agrees that it's coming to Mechayev Beis, and also the Gemara itself, about 10 lines later, says in one lashon that even Rabbi Yehuda could agree that Yechayev Shtayim by Baal Aviv, he learns it out from a Kal V'Chomer from Achiyav. So Tosfos is asking a beautiful question, Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, why is the Mishnah increases not listing Baal Aviv if there's a separate chorus for Baal Aviv? Tosfos brings down, the Yerushalmi asks the question, Yerushalmi answers, Kol Shum Zohar Echad. Pshuta means, since they're under one general name tag of Shem Zohar, therefore we only count it as one chorus, which needs beer. Because even if it's one name tag, at the end of the day, if someone's Baal Aviv, we're saying that there's two separate Chiyuvei chorus. And he's going to have to bring two Chatayusim. So why, when we're listing a list of all the 36 creases, why wouldn't we list this? And the Harami, it has one general name tag, but it's not a reason not to be listed in a Mishnah that's coming to tell us how many different Chiyuvei Karas a person can have. Since over here, if you're Baal Aviv, you're having two separate Chiyuvei Karas, which means two separate Chiyuvei Chatas, why is it not listed in the Mishnah? What exactly does Yerushalmi mean that because it's Shum Zohar Echad, therefore it's not listed separately in the Mishnah? So there's a beautiful pshat from the Brisker Rav and the Chiddush HaGriz and Krisus Dav Gimel. It's really based on the issue that the Mechas Chinuch brings up. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Zadi Tes Beis is dealing with the Einish for someone that's born Aviv. We're saying in this Gemara that if you're born Aviv, you're Chayiv Beis. It's a clear Gemara that you're Chayiv Karis and you're Chayiv Achatos. If you're born Aviv, it means besides the Chiyuv Zachar, you also have a separate Chiyuv of Baal Aviv. The issue that the Mechas Chinuch is dealing with is there a Chiyuv Skila? The Pasuk says Skila by Mishkav Zachar. It never says Skila by this Pasuk of Baal Aviv. So Eina Chanam, you're definitely getting Skila if you're Baal Aviv because you're a Mishkav Zachar also. The question the Mechas Chinuch wants to know is, do you get Skila for this that you're born Aviv? And the Nafkamina on a practical level would be, if someone gives you Hasra for Baal Aviv and he never gives you Hasra for Baal HaZachar, if we're saying you're only getting Skila Midin Baal Zachar, so if you don't give Hasra for that, you only give Hasra for Baal Al Aviv, you would not get Skila according to that side. The Mechas Chinuch brings a Taisus in Yavamas Daf Bafeim and Aleph, the Seitz of Yermas Chalhu, that says explicitly there is no Skila by Baal Aviv. Eina Chanam, you'll end up getting Skila because you're also a Mishkav Zachar, you're also a Baal Zachar. But if the Hasra that was given was for being Baal Aviv, you would not get Skila. The entire pasuk is only in the Parsha that says Karis and Chadas, but there would not be any Skila. The Mechas Chinuch also says that the Rambam is mashma like that. The Rambam never brings down the halacha of Baal Aviv in reference to Skila. Rather, it's always in reference to a Chadas. However, the Brisker Rav, in Krisus Daf Gimel, he says the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Lois that say Shudron Aleph, is pretty clear that there is a Chiyuv Skila. And Ein Echanami, in Yad, when the Rambam is talking about the halachas of Baal Aviv, he does not mention Skila, but since in Sefer Mitzvahs he mentions Skila, it's pretty clear that there is a Skila. And the question is, where does it come from? The Pasuk never says Skila in the Parsha of Eves Avicha. It only says Skila in the Parsha of Zachar. So how would the Rambam know? What's the Rambam's mikar to say that if you're Baal Aviv, you're getting Skila, besides for the Skila you get Midin Mishkav Zachar, you're also getting Skila Midin Baal Aviv, which we're saying is a nafkamina. If you give him Hasra, according to the Rambam, that if you do this Maisa being Baal Aviv, you're going to get Skila, then according to the Rambam, you get Skila. So the question is, how did the Rambam know this halacha? So Brisker Rav wants to say a tremendous chiddush. He says that you find sometimes in the Torah that you have a lav, and in a secondary lav, which is an extension of the first lav. He gives a mashal by dam kachin. We know it's usher to eat dam, the lav in the Torah. There's also a separate lav to eat dam kachin. But it's mevur in the Rambam, and in the Mefarshim, the Brisker Rav says, that it's not a separate avera. Rather, the iser dam, when it's kachin, has a second iser with it. Just like we find by a nemala, the mashal, you eat the ant, you have five Isurim. So by Dam, you have two Isurim. One is regular Dam, and another Isur is Dam Kachim. But not because it's an Isur mitzad the Hilchus and the Chaymer of Kachim. Rather, Dam itself, when you're Dam Kachim, carries a second Lav. She says here also, the Rambam understood. There's an Isra of Baal HaZachar. The Pasuk in the Torah, Mishkav Zachar, has skila. Now there's an extension that if you're born a Zachar, that's also your father, then you're over a second lav. But it's not a new name tag. It's not a new lav of Baal Aviv. Rather, it's Baal Zachar in this type of Zachar. A Zachar that's also an Av is a type of Zachar that has a second Isser. Therefore, the Biskurov says, you get skila. Because since the Pasuk says that Zachar gets skila, all the Pasuk saying by Av is that the Isser Zachar could be extended and will apply a second time when you're a father. So really what you're being over is the Isser of Mishkav Zachar. A regular Mishkav Zachar gets one Isser. A Mishkav Zachar that's also a father gets a second Mishkav Zachar type of Isser. Zokta Biskarov, that's the Yerushalmi that Tosfos brings down by us. The Yerushalmi says, why is it not listed in the Mishnah in Krisus? The Yerushalmi says, because Kol Shum Zachar Echad. We ask, what does it mean? Enoch Ramin has one general name tag, but it's not a reason not to be listed in the Mishnah. So the Biskarov says, the Yerushalmi is a very deep thing. The Yerushalmi is saying that the Yisoid HaIsser of being Baal Aviv is not that the Torah was anti being Baal Aviv, per se. Rather, the Torah doesn't want someone to be Baal Zachar. If you're born Zachar, that's also Aviv, they give you a second Isser for being Baal Zachar. So Yerushalmi is saying, Kol Shum Zachar Echad, it's the same Avera twice. If you're doing the same Avera twice, of course you're getting Karis for this Avera. Of course we don't have to list it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is trying to say 36 different type of things that are Mechayev Karis. Since over here, the Chiyav Karis of Baal Aviv is for the Shem Zachar, which is already listed in the Mishnah, there's no reason for the Mishnah to list it, even though when you Baal Aviv, you'll have two Chiyuvei Karas and two Chiyuvei Chatas. But since it's the same point of Isser, the point of the Isser is that you're Baal HaZachar, and that was already listed, therefore we don't have to list it again. So the Biskarov is really saying that the Rambam's Mekar, a big Mekar for the Rambam, will be this Yerushalmi. If Yerushalmi is saying that the reason it's not listed in Krisus is because Kol Shum Zachar Echad, you see in the Yerushalmi this Yisoid, you see that the point of the Isser, of Baal Aviv, is not a new Isser, rather, it's an extension of the Isser Zachar. Therefore, the Rambam has a legal right to say that there's going to be skila. There's also a big nafkamina in this discussion. If the Isser of Baal Aviv is an extension of Zachar, or a separate Isser, and that would be if there's an Isser for the Nishkav. We'll see later on, tomorrow in Dalaram and Beis, and there's a big discussion in the Mekar for the Nishkav by Baal Aviv, and this will be dependent if it's an Isser Zachar or an Isser Av. And we'll get to that further on this year, Mirtz Hashem. The Gemara continues, still trying to figure out exactly how the Rabbanan and Yehuda dash in the Psukim. The Gemara says, "Rabbanan ashara le'eshes avim minaluhu." Where did they get an ashara from? The Gemara answers, "Nafkalhu me ervas eshes avicha le'sigala." That's a ashara, not for the einish, it's an ashara of an eshes avim from Yehuda. Homi ba'ile la'ashara le'eshes of lachamisa. He needs the pasuk of ervas Eishes Avicha to teach us a Yochayiv even after the husband dies. It's still considered an Eishes Avicha to have this lav. Rabbanon, they learn out Achamisa from the Sefer Dekra, where it says, Ervas Avicha hi. Rabbi Yehuda, who used Ervas Eishes Avicha to teach you Achamisa, what does he do with the end of the Pasuk, Ervas Avicha hi? Ha'humi ba'ilem shum Eishes Avat Mechayiv Yiviyat Mechayiv Mishum Eishes Ish. Yehuda has the Shita that if someone is an Eishes Av and an Eishes Ish, and you're Baal Er, you only have a Chi of Eishes Av, you do not have a Chi of Eishes Ish. Now, the Mishal Melech has a tremendous Chakira in Hilchas Isuri Bia, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. He declares the following Shiloh. We have a Pasuk, according to Yehuda, that if someone is an Eishes Av and an Eishes Ish, you only have the Chi of Eishes Av, you don't have the Chi of Eishes Ish. Now, how are we to understand this Halacha? At first glance, we can understand it, that if someone is right now married to your father, so right now she's an Eishes Av and an Eishes Ish, those exeis akasuv, you only have a Chi of Eishes Av and not the Chi of Eishes Ish. But let's say the father died, so we know the Chi of Eishes Av remains. Now obviously right now he's dead, there's no Chi of Eishes Ish, she's not married to anybody. But let's say she subsequently goes and marries someone else. So right now she's an Eishes Ish to someone else, but she's still carrying the name tag of Eishes Av from your father, because we learned out the Riboy, that's the Chi of Eishes Av of Lachamisa. So you have someone that's an Eishes Av Lachamisa, and a present-day Eishes Ish.
Would Rabbi Yehuda have his miut of Mishrim Eishes Abat Mechayve V'yat Mechayve Mishrim Eishes Ish in a case when you're not presently married to the Av? Now, the sad to say that Rabbi Yehuda would have the miut even in this case is tremendous chiddush, because right now you're not an Eishes Av. But the Mishnah Melech points out that if you look carefully at Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, the pasuk is talking about lachamisa. It's the same pasuk. The pasuk starts off, says Eves Eishes Avicha Leisigala, and it ends off Eves Avicha Hi. And Yehuda just said that the beginning of the pasuk of Eves Eishes Avicha Leisigala is talking about lachamisa. So when the end of the pasuk says that you're not chai midin Eishes Ish, it's lachayre going in the same case as the beginning of the pasuk. So if this pasuk is talking about lachamisa and we have a miut that you're chai midin Eishes Av and not midin Eishes Ish, that would be evident that even if she was subsequently married to someone else, and the Eishes Ish is coming from Shimon, and the Eishes Av is coming from Reuven, who's already dead, it would sound like you don't have a chi of Eishes Ish. That's how Yehuda dashes in the pasuk. So you want to say a tremendous chiddush that the drush of Yehuda is even if you married someone else. Not only are we talking about the Eishes Ish from the present father, but even if the father dies and you're married to someone else, this exists a custom according to Yehuda. You never have the chi of Eishes Ish if you're still remaining with the name tag of Eishes Av. However, Mishnah Melech points out that Rashi not mashm like that. You bring the Rashi after the Gimel and Rebbeis. Rashi says that the reason why you need the miut that you're not chayiv midin Eishes Ish is because Eves Avicha is included in Amisecha. Since Eves Avicha is included in Amisecha, the pasuk says that there's an Isser to be bought on Eishes Amisecha, and Eishes Av is considered Eishes Amisecha. Therefore, we need the miut that you're not chayiv midin Eishes Ish. So it's clear that the miut of Eishes Ish is talking about when you're married to your father. Rashi's exact lashon is the loitema. The pasuk is necessary that you shouldn't say that shame Eishes Ish leinofik michlal Eishes Av. It's not included. It's not excluded from Eishes Av. The Eishes Dekra. The ha'aviv nami amisehu v'kari nami bev el Eishes Amisach le'sidin shkavdecha. Since the father is called Amisai, so one would think there is an Isser Eishes Ish. Kamashma on the pasuk, there's no Eishes Ish. Mishmael points out, if there was this extra chiddush over here, that even after you're married to the father, you still don't have an Isser Eishes Ish, so it's much bigger chiddush than just saying that you would think that a father is called Amisa, and that's why you need a pasuk. Rather, there's a cause that this lady, for the rest of her life, never has an Isser Eishes Ish. So it's pretty clear in Rashi that the Josh is talking about while you're married to the father, you would think there's a fee of Eishes Av and Eishes Ish. Kamash Malon, there's no Eishes Ish. But of course, later on, when you're not an Eishes Av, on a practical level anymore, you're not married to the father, and then you subsequently marry someone else, Smashman Rashi, Mishnah Melech says, that you would have a chi of Eishes Ish. So even though the drasha, like we said, would seem at the beginning of the pasuk is talking about lachar misa, so we have a right to say, a right to think, that the end of the pasuk, what's Mayid Eishes Ish, is even talking about lachar misa, but Mishnah Melech says, from Rashi, it would sound like the drasha is not going in the same case. The Erves Eishes Avicha of the beginning of pasuk is coming to be Mayid B'lachar misa, and the end of the pasuk is coming to you, Mayit, Eishes Ish, but it's not talking about a case of Achamisa, rather it's talking about when you're actually married at the time that you're being Baalel. Now we'll continue on with the next Gemara. The Gemara says, according to the Mishnah, Habal Kolosoi is Chayiv L'Achamisa. The Gemara asks, the Chayiv Nami is from Eishes Benoi. Every Baal Kolosoi, besides Eishes Kolosoi, you're also being over on Eishes Benoi. My answer is this one iser. Amar Abaya, pasuk akos bekalosai v'sayim be'eshes benoi loy malach zui kalosai zui eshes benoi. It's the same iser. The Torah does not mean to differentiate and separate the isurim. So Rashi asked the obvious question: if the pasuk is not coming to separate the isurim, so why did the Torah write eshes benoi? Rashi says the hayda hader kosvei l'chay v'le af lacham isa. The point of writing eshes benoi, even though we already said Kalasa, he used to tell us, to teach us, that you're Chayiv even after Misas Benoi. So one would think it's not your daughter-in-law anymore. Kamash won the extra pasuk of Eishes Benoi, that you're Chayiv even B'chiyai Gavna. Now, one could clear, what exactly is the Isser today of Liachar Misa? Is Pshat that the Isser Kalasa remains, that one would think Kalasa is only Mechayim, it's only called Kalasa, it's only called the daughter-in-law when your son's alive, but after Misa, you're not called a Kalasa anymore. Kamash on the pasuk that the word Kalasa does remain. That's what Eishes Benoi is teaching us. And today, you're Chayiv Midin Kalasa. Or one can understand, Kalasa is only applicable at the time that the husband is alive. The second he dies, you're not called Kalosi anymore. There's a new Esther called Eshes. Benoi, that since you were once married to your son, he's exercising custody, is still Esther. But it's not the Esther Kalosi, rather it's a new Esther of Eshes Benoi. The nafkamina would be, which I spelled to give. If you go over to someone that's being bar on his Kalosi Lachamis, and you say you're being over on the Esther Kalosi, it's to be a nafkamina of Al Chakira. If the Esther Liachamisa is the Esther Kalosi, then it's a good Asra. But if Kalosi only refers to the time that the husband's alive and Achamis is a new Isser of Eshes Benoi, it would be the wrong Hasra. The Minchas Chinuch, in the beginning of Mitzvah Reish Aleph, brings down Rashi, and he understands Rashi that it's a new Isser of Eshes Benoi, and he says the Isser Kalosi is only Mechayim, Lachamis is a new Isser of Eshes Benoi. That's why it's Hadar Kasvei. Doesn't really say why it's Muchach in Rashi like that, but that's how he assumes Rashi means. We'll see that Taisus, I think, is a raya to this pshat. The Ran, the Chedushi Aran, brings down the Ramban, who clearly says the other mahalak that we had. He says that Kalosai means la'achar misa, and it's a pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk says, they told Yehuda, Zinsa Tamar Kalosecha, your daughter-in-law Tamar Diznus. Now, Tamar Diznus after Erev Einin died already. So at this point, when she did Znus, she's definitely not married to his son. She was once married to his son and was still calling it a kala. So you see that the word kala, the word daughter-in-law, includes even lachar misa. So the Ramban and the Ran are bothered because you lost Rashi's answer. Rashi said the reason why Hadar Kasvei, the reason why the Torah reiterated and repeated Eshes Benoi after writing Kalasa is to teach us this halacha that there's an Isser lachar misa. But if we assume, like the Ramban and Ran are assuming, that the word kala even refers to la'achar misa, so why did Torah have to repeat Eshes Benoi? So the Ramban says, it's just teaching us what kalasi means. We wouldn't know what kalasi means at all. So Torah is just telling us, kalasi means Eshes Benoi, but we're not coming to teach us an Isser, we're not coming to teach us Isser la'achar misa, we're just coming to explain the taich, the explanation, the pirush of the word kalasi. The Ran is very bothered by this. He says we already have other places in the Torah, like the aforementioned Zinsa Tamar Kalasecha. We know that a kala refers to a daughter-in-law. Why would the Torah have to write Eshes Benoi? So he says, he's going the same vein as the Ramban, that the word kala refers la'achar misa, and he says the reason why we're saying Eshes Benoi is not to tell us what kala means, just that there's another word kala. Kala could refer to the lady under the chuppah. So you would think the kala is referring to only someone that's under the chuppah. We're saying, no, here we're talking about Eshes Benoi, any type of daughter-in-law. But it's not that we don't know that a kala is a daughter-in-law. We understand what it means. But there is a reference in the word of kala that would sound like we're talking about mamash under the chuppah. And you would think there's only an iser being born kalasi under the chuppah. We're saying, no, the pasuk is telling us Eshes Benoi, that it's any type of daughter-in-law. But either way, the Ran and the Ramban are understanding that the Isser Lachamis is Kalosai. Rashi, according to the Minchas Chinuch, is understanding the Isser is Eshes Benoi, which is a new Isser, and we said the Nafkamina would be, which I swear to give to a Kala Lachamisa. Now, Taisus asks Akasha, and L'chayr, it's telling these two Mahalchim. Taisus asks, in Divya Maschul Leimar, Dim Taimar Azara Shamanu, Einish Lachamisa Minolai. In Echanan, we found the Pasuk that teaches us, and Azhara Lachamisa, but anytime we have a riboy to be marba that an iser of an erva applies lachar misa, you need a pasuk for the ashar, and you also need a pasuk for the einish. The la'el ischik krala einish v'ashar, the h is av lachar misa. When we had a discussion about your father's wife, we had a riboy for lachar misa. We said you need one pasuk for the ashar, and you need another pasuk for the einish. So by kalasa, it should be the same thing, Taisus asks. In a chanami, we have a riboy for the ashar, but we should still need a riboy for the einish. And Taisus comes up with a drasha. We learn that from Demeyim, Xeris Shava, to Eshes Av, that Yonash Lachamisa Kimichayim. We learn out Eshes Bincha from Eshes Av, and that's the Makar for the Einish. But Taisus' question was, just like the Eshes Av, we need a separate pasuk for the Ashara and for the Einish, so too by Eshes Benoi. Now, according to Ramban, I think we have a simple answer. According to Ramban, the Isser is not a new Isser. The Isser of Eshes Benoi, it's not a new Isser that we never had before. Rather, it's just teaching us what Kalasai means. And the issa today is kalasai. Now kalasai is a pasuk that has azhara and einish. And according to Ramban, the word kalasai refers to lachar misa. So we never had an extra pasuk teaching us lachar misa that was not included in kalasai. Therefore, there's no reason to need a new einish. Only before by ages of icha. The ages of icha in and of itself means only while they're married. We have a riboy to be married, but even lachar misa. Okay, so we have a riboy for the azhara. Who said you have the einish? But by kalase, the word kalase in and of itself means la'achar misa. There's no reason to need a new pasuk for the einish. So Taisus is clear, like the Mechas Chinuch was understanding in Rashi, that the pasuk is saying a new iser of eshes av, and kalase only applies when your son is married to this lady. La'achar misa, you're not kalase anymore. So the azhara and einish of kalase do not apply. You need a new azhara and einish. Taisus has a great kasha. In a chanami, we have a makar for azhara. By H is Benoy Lach Amisa, but we don't have a Makar for an Einish. So far we have two Terutzim really to Taisus' question. We're saying according to the Ramban, there's no mocking for a question because Kalasa itself is Lach Amisa, and Taisus came up with Exer Shava to H's Av. Now there's a third answer, a beautiful Teretz from the Arsameach. A big Yisoid in Isser of Arayas based on Ishus. It's in Hilchos Ishus Perik Aleph Halachavov. He points out the following phenomenon that we find by Arias. We find that a person is usher to his sister, his mother, and his daughter. We also find that you're usher to your brother's wife, your father's wife, and your son's wife. So he says it's very likely, it's very yitachin to say that these are interconnected. That just like you're not allowed to be born your sister, that korva is too close to be mutter, therefore we aser a person to be born his sister, so too, the reason and the gedda that your us and your brother's wife is, because since ishtei kegufei, so that lady is like a sister. She's like a brother in a girl form. She's married to your brother, and she's in a keva, therefore she's like your sister. So the iser of marrying your brother's wife is that through her marriage, she created a korva, a relationship similar to a sister. And we could clear the same shayla when it comes to your father's wife. We know you're also in your mother. Maybe your eshes av, based on the rule of ishtei kegufei, that you become one entity through the marriage, eshes av is similar in korva to your mother. Just like a person not allowed to be ba on his mother, so too you can't be ba on your father's wife, which is like your mother. And, you know, based on this idea, you would also understand eshes benai. The reason why someone is usher on his daughter-in-law would be just like you're ushering your daughter, so too, through marrying your son, you become like a daughter. The same relationship through marriage as a daughter. So the iser of a daughter-in-law, a mother-in-law, and a sister-in-law would all be the idea of a sister, mother, and daughter, which would all be a regular korva. It's an extension of the iser korva of sister, mother, and daughter. On the other hand, one could say that it has nothing to do with each other. There's a slight coincidence over here that when you're usher in the sister, you're also usher in your brother's wife, but not because you're becoming like a sister. Rather, just like your sister is related to you, so too is your brother. Therefore, the Torah asked his wife, but nothing to do with sister. There's a new iser, a new name tag, and that's called sister-in-law. Just like you're not allowed to marry your sister, there's another iser, you're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law. And you're not allowed to be ba on your father's wife, and you're not allowed to be ba on your son's wife, but it doesn't have to be an extension and a comparison and an offshoot of the iser of your mother, daughter, and sister. Rather, it's a new thing, like kalasai, we understand, the daughter-in-law would have a new name called kalasai. So Eshes Av would have a new name called Eshes Av. And Eshes Ach, your brother's wife, is also a new name tag, it's called Eshes Ach. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that it's related to the iser of your sister. So he goes on to say that it depends on the einish. If it's the same einish, then we have a right to say that the isurim are related. But if it's a different einish, then it's pretty clear that the isurim are not related. So he goes through one by one, and what's negeya oz is eshes av and eshes benoi. But eshes av, the halach is eshes av iskila, and ima iskila. Since eshes av and ima have the same einish, it's very likely that the entire Isser of Eshes Av is an extension of Imai. Just like in Alabi Ba and your mother, so too your father's wife, based on the rule of Ishtei Kegufei, is considered also to a degree like your mother, and therefore you have Skila. However, Eishes Binoi is different than a regular daughter. A regular daughter is Sreifa. Eishes Binoi is Exeris HaKasuv. Kalosi is Beskila, which the Rabbanon hold is Mochamer. Why are we being more Machmer by a not natural daughter than a real daughter? If we're understanding that the Isser of Eishes Binoi is an extension and an offshoot of a regular daughter, there's no way that he could be more Machmer on a fake daughter, a daughter through marriage, than a real daughter. If a real daughter is Sreifa, why would an Eishes Binoi be Skila? It must be. There's a new Isser. There's a gossip. Kalos is Skila. Nothing to do with the Isser of daughter. Daughter is Sreifa. That's one Pasha. And there's another Pasha. Daughter-in-laws, Kalos, have a new Pasha, and they have Skila. But it's not related to the Isser of Bitoi. Therefore, the Arsameach says, I have a beautiful answer to Tysus' question. Tysus asked that if we're being Marbel Acher Misa, that it has Azhara, so we need a pasuk for Einish also. How do I know, Taisa says? Maybe when you're married for the Azhara, you click in and have all the dinim of this Isser when it's Mechaim. So he says, what do you mean? I found by Eishes Av, when we're married for Lacha Misa, it's not enough to have a pasuk for the Azhara. You also need a pasuk for the Einish. So too, by Kalasa, even if we're married for the Azhara, by Lacha Misa, we still need a pasuk to be married for the Einish. Our Sameach says there's a tremendous difference. He says, only by an Isser that's based on korva, then there's a tzad to say that if you're not married anymore, and the whole relationship was based on the marriage, maybe the issa wouldn't apply. So l'mashal by Eishes Av, that we're saying that it's very likely that the issa is similar to your mother, that through the marriage we're considering ishtek igufa, and we're considering you, this lady is related to you on the level of a mother. So one could say that that's only while you're married. Then you have the ishtek igufa being active. So then we consider this lady's relationship to you as a mother. Masha Enkein Lachar Misa, maybe she's not like a mother. So we'll need a reboot for that. However, if the Isser is like Halasoi, that you're a new entity, nothing to do with the fact that you're married now and therefore you're like a daughter. Rather, there's a new Isser in the Torah called Halasoi. And so there's no reason to think that Lachar Misa is something you should change. Achar Misa only changes if the Ishus is creating the Isser. The Ishus is only considered creating the Isser if the Isser that we're trying to promote is an Isser of Korva. We only say it's an Isser of Korva if the Einish of the Karev, of your mother, let's say, and the Eishes Av are the same. Then we say the Yisoid Isser Eishes Av is like a mother that's based on the marriage. Lachar Misa needs a Riboy. But by Kalasai, that we're saying Kalasi has a bigger Einish than a regular daughter. So obviously it has nothing to do with Korva being created through this marriage. So why would you think the Lachar Misa, you shouldn't have the Isser? The name Kalasi, since it applies to Lachar Misa, would be Usser, even though they're not married now. So a new Taisus question, Taisus asks, how come Eishes Av? We need a special pasuk for Lachar Misa more than by Eishes Binoi. The answer is Eishes Binoi is a fundamentally different Isser than Eishes Av. Eishes Av is an Isser similar to a mother. The Korva is created through this marriage. So Lachar Misa, there's no more marriage. You need a Riboy. But Eishes Binoi, which is an Isser of Kalasai, a new entity called Kalasai, there's no reason why it should be Paka Lachar Misa, and therefore you do not need a Riboy. Now, as a side note, till now we've been dealing with your father's wife, your brother's wife, your son's wife. There's one issue we haven't spoken about, and that's totally in this shaila, and that is your wife's mother. Your wife's mother is also like a mother through marriage. If we're saying your father's wife might be like a mother, so one can understand also that your wife's mother might be like a mother. Because Ishtek Igufa says that you and your wife are one entity, therefore her mother is like your mother. So maybe a chamaisai is similar to an imai. So we really could clear the shaila there also. The Arsameach says a gorgeous explanation in the Machloikis Tanoim in Yevamos Adi Dalan on Beis. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva argue if Chamaisei Lachar Misa has Sreifa or not. So he's toiled in the shaila if Sreifa is more Chama than Skila or not. We had earlier Machloikis Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon if Skila is more Chama than Sreifa or not. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Sreifa is more Chama. Now the facts are that a mother gets Skila, a mother-in-law gets Sreifa. So if Chamaisai is Bisreifa, your mother-in-law, and Sreifa is more Chamer, like Rabbi Shmuel holds, then clearly Chamaisai is not an extension of the Isser of Imai, because it's more Chamer. Like we said earlier, By Kalasa, if Kalasa is Skila, it's more Chamer than your daughter, obviously it's a new Isser. So if Rabbi Shmuel holds a Chamaisa is Bishreifa, then obviously it's not similar to the Isser of mother. Therefore, the Arsameach says, by Chamaisa, Ilachamisa is going to be Bishreifa. Because you don't need an extra Reboy. Because the Isser has nothing to do with the Ishas, because the Isser is a new name tag called Chamaisa, nothing to do with mother. Beharaya, Chamaisa is Bishreifa, even though mother only gets Skila. Rabbi Kiva holds that Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa. If Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa, then you could understand that Chamoisai is a new version of an Imai, but it's not Mamish Imai, because it's not a blood relative. Therefore, it's less Chamer than Imai. Therefore, Chamoisai is not a new Isser. It's just that through the marriage, you consider a lower level Imai, so you don't get as strong an Einish, but it's all under the guidelines of being Imai. Therefore, La'achamisa, you need a Riboy, and you don't have one. And that would be the explanation why, according to Rekiva, Chamais La'achamisa does not get Sreifa. Not really Negei Awasugya, just a beautiful explanation from Nero Sameach based on the Chakira that he's clarifying by Eishes Benai and Eishes Av. You would also have this Shaila of Chamaisai, who would be Negei La'achamisa, what the halacha would be. Now we'll continue with the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara, towards the top of the Amud, is dealing with the Mishkav Zachar, and we learned that a pasuk for the Azhara, for the Sheikhim. The Gemara asked, Lamadnu Azhara l'Sheikhiv, Azhara l'Nishkav minayin. How do we know the Nishkav is not doing the Maisa, is having the Maisa done to him? How do we know that he's over alav? Talmud Lamer lo yikadosh b'nei Yisrael, v'im v'gam kodesh haya v'aretz, dear Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael makes a Xer Shava. The word Kodesh refers to Te'eva, and therefore the Nishkav is included. Kiva Omer, and Itzarach, Rehu Omer, Ves Zachar Le Tishkav, Mishkav Isha, Karibay, Loisi Shachev. So Rabbi Kiva and Bishmal argue what the Mikar for the Azhara for the Nishkav is by Mishkav Zachar. The Rishonim are bothered that by most Arayas, we're not looking for Mikaris that the Nishkav is Chayev. Rather, we say, just like the Sheikhav is Chayev, so to the Nishkav is Chayiv, we need an Azhara and an Einish, but we do not need separate Azhara and Einish for the Sheikhiv and the Nishkav. So how come a Mishkav Zachar, the Gemara needs a special Pasuk for the Nishkav? So Rashi and Krisus asked this question. And he says, a very simple answer. He says, the Pasuk says, after it lists off all the Arayas, it says that this Kar is for all Hanefashos Ha'Oseis. The Nafashas Oisis is Marba, anyone that was Mishana, that had Hana, that enjoyed this Avera. So that teaches us that every Maisa Erva, besides the Sheikh of getting an Isser, anyone involved in the Hana of the Maisa is also included in the Einish and the Azhara, and that's always Marba the Nishkav. But by Mishkav Zacharash, he says, there's no Hana. If there's no Hana for the Nishkav, the Sheikh might have Hana. The Nishkav doesn't have any Hana. If the Nishkav doesn't have any Hana, then... And why is he included? He's not included through the pasuk of a nefashis va'aisais, because you only consider it partaking in the ma'isa if you're nishana, if you enjoyed it. There's no enjoyment by Mishkav Zachar for the nishkav. So we need a new pasuk, and that's machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, what exactly the pasuk is, but it's necessary to find a new pasuk for the nishkav by Mishkav Zachar. The shita, on the side of the Gemara increases, he brings you a Yerushalmi, a different answer. There's a pasuk like sikrufu legal sarivasa. And it's a Lashon Rabbim. They should not be makar. They should not go close to do an erva. And that's marba that all arise, all cases of arise include the sheikhiv and the nishkiv. You learn that from the Lashon Rabbim of Lisikrivu. But that's only by arise of Sher and Korva. Almost all the arise are based on being related. Your father's wife, your sister, your daughter, those are all Korva related. Since it's coming through Korva, therefore, we're marba from Leisikrifu, all korva-related arayas, that the nishkav and the sheikhiv are the same. And then the one or two that are not korva-related, like Eishes Ish, there would be a hekesh in the parsha to have the halacha of Leisikrifu. However, Mishkav Zachar, which is not a korva and she'er type of iser, and there's no special hekesh to the other arayas, therefore you need a special ribuy of Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yishmael to be marba that a nishkav of a Mishkav Zachar is also included in the Azhar. Now, the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Kuf Peites, has a suffix. And L'chair, his suffix is totally in these two pshatim. The Minchas Chinuch wants to know if someone's ba on his Aviv, we said earlier that you're Chayiv Shnayim. Gemara says Yuchayev Midin Baal Zachar. It's a regular case of Mishkav Zachar. And also it's a special Isser to be Baal your father. So there's two Isurim, Zachar and father. So that's clear that the Sheichiv has two Isurim. What about the Nishkav? What about the Nishkav, let's say in the case of your Baal your father? So the father that had his son being Baal on him, how many Isurim was he over? Do we say that the Riboy of Nishkav that we have in our Gemara for Mishkav Zachar is only in reference to the Isser of Mishkav Zachar, to Baal Zachar, but on Baal Aviv we do not have this Riboy, or there's no difference? So the Minchas Chinuch says that since we have a Rashi in Krisus that says that the only reason a Nishkav is ever included is because he has Hana, and therefore he's included through the Pasuk of Hanafashas HaEisais, and that's why we need a Riboy by Mishkav Zachar in the Gemara Sanhedrin al Gemara. That's all good when it comes to the issue of Baal HaZachar. So we have a Riboy that a Nishkav by Mishkav Zachar is included in the Isser, but by Baal Aviv we don't have a Riboy. So according to Rashi, that you need a Riboy anytime there's no Hana, like a Nishkav by Mishkav Zachar, so you need a Riboy. You only have a Riboy for Baal HaZachar. You don't have a Riboy for Baal Aviv. So if you would give him Hasra of Baal Aviv to the father who's just a Nishkav, he won't be Chayiv. He's only included when he's a Nishkav in the Isser of Baal HaZachar. He's not included in Baal Aviv. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. But obviously, according to the Yerushalmi that the Shita brings down, that there's really an Isser of Lai Sikrivu. And Lai Sikrivu says that any Isser Korva, any Isser based on being related, applies to the Ish and the Isha, applies to the Sheikhav and the Nishkav equally. The only reason we need a Riba in our Sugya is nothing to do with Hana. Rather, the reason why we need a Riba in our Sugya is because it's not an Isser Korva. However, if you bought Aviv, Aviv is Isser Korva. So, Enechanami, Mitzad Zachar, you need a Pasik, because that's not an Isser Korva. So you need a special Pasik. By Baal Aviv, you don't even need a Pasik. The Biskar Rav points this out and increases Daf Gimel and Aleph. The Minchas Chinuch's idea, his chap, that according to Rashi increases, if someone's Baal Aviv and you don't have a Riboy, so there will be no din and no Isser Baal Aviv on the Nishkav by Aviv, that's only true if the Yisod of why you need a special Riboy by Mishkav Zachar more than everywhere else is based on the fact that you don't have Anah. Because then you could say that by a father also you don't have Anah. But if the reason why you need a Riboy by Mishkav Zachar is because it's not an Issa Korva, then by a father that is Issa Korva, then you won't need a Riboy, and you will be having Issa Nishkav even by Baal Aviv. Then the Brisker Rav goes on to say that even like Rashi, one could argue on Menchus Chinuch. Menchus Chinuch is saying that according to Rashi, you need a Riboy. If you need a Riboy for Nishkav, because there's no Hana, you only have the Riboy by Zachar, you don't have it by Aviv. We said earlier in the Shir, the Brisker Rav has a tremendous chiddush, medayikin like that in the Rambam, and we said his real source is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah increases did not list Baal Aviv and Baal Zachar as different creases because Shem Zachar Chadu. It's one name tag of Zachar. We explained, the Brisker Rav explained, that the Isser of Baal Aviv is not a new Isser, rather it's an extension, and it's another form of the Isser Baal Zachar. Then not only is it Asr to be Baal Zachar, but if you're Baal Zachar, that's also Aviv, you get a second Isser for being Baal Zachar. But the Isser at the end of the day is Baal Zachar. So if you understand like that, the Brisker Rav says, then it's obvious that a Nishkav, the Nishkav by Baal Aviv would get two Isurim. Because the Isser is not Baal Aviv, it's not a separate Isser, rather it's the old Isser in a new form. And since there's a Riboy, that Baal HaZachar applies to Nishkav also, so any extension of that, it's very logical to say, should also have the din of Nishkav. Because Baal HaZachar is a Riboy of Nishkav. If the Torah is Ma'arba, that Baal HaZachar applies a second time by a case of Aviv, so it's very logical to say that the Riboy of Nishkav would apply to any extension of Baal HaZachar. And since Baal Aviv is an extension, it's not a new Isser, it's just an extension of Baal HaZachar, therefore it makes a lot of sense to say that you would have the Riboy of Nishkav. And he's medaking down the Rambam. The Rambam sounds pretty clearly that Baal Aviv and Zachar would have an Isser Nishkav on both of them. That's a Pella. If you learn like Rashi, it's very shver. So you could say, like the Yerushalmi, the Rambam would hold like the Yerushalmi, that the Makar is not from the Fashas Isis, rather than the Makar is from like Sikrivu, and over here is Isser Sher. But according to the Brisker Rav, one could say even without the Yerushalmi, you won't say even like Rashi, the reason why you need a Riboy is because there's no Hana, but once you have the Riboy helps for Baal Aviv also, because Baal Aviv is not a new Isser, rather Baal Aviv is an extension and a new form of the old Isra of Baal Zachar, and since it's a riboy of a nishkaf by Baal Zachar, therefore Baal Aviv also would have that Isra. The Gemara continues, trying to find Mekairos for the Isra of Mishkav Zachar and the Isra of Mishkav with the Behema. And Yishmael keeps learning it out from Lei Kadesh with a hekish to the pasuk of Gam Kadesh Hayi Ba'aretz Asu Kekol HaTe'evas HaGoyim. That the word Te'eva we find next to the word Kadesh, so the Isurim of Behemoth and Zachar would also, which are called Te'evas, would also have the Isur of Lei Kadesh, which applies bain to the Sheikh of bain to the Nishkav. So it's kedai to speak out Ramesh's beer, what it means that Mishkav Zachar is a Te'eva. He's talking about Mishkav Zachar, but Kipshuta, the same reasoning would apply to a Behema. Ramesh is in Igus Maisha, Arachayim, Chelik Dalid, Simen Kuf Tezvav. He says the reason why Mishkav Zachar is called Te'eva more than other Averas is because there is no Taiva, Mitzah HaTeva of the Bria, to do such Avera. So the world was created with a Taiva for Nashim, and that was necessary, like the Gemara, and Yuma, and Sanhedrin, that if there would be no Taiva for Nashim, there would be no Bria. No one got married, no one have children. So the Gemara says there was no, they took away the Taiva for Arayas, and no chickens were laying eggs. So they had to have such a Taiva for Nashim. But there is no Taiva for Anashim in the Bria. The entire Taiva, he says, the entire Taiva is because it's an Avera. Because it's Aser, and he says it's Ke'en, people want to do an Avera Lahachis to Hashem. They know that Hashem doesn't like it. That's what builds up by them that they want to do it. There's no natural Taiva. It's all to be Lahachis Hashem. Now, he happens to be talking about Mishkav Zachar, but there's no reason to assume that the same Svara wouldn't apply to Behema. The Yisoid, why it's called Te'eva, is because this is different than other Averas. This is an Avera that's not done because of a Taiva. Rather, it's all done Lahachas Hashem. Therefore, it's called Te'eva. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's included in the Pasuk of Gam Kodesh. Hayu Ba'aretz, also called Te'eva, Sagayim, Asher Hayrish. And therefore, he's able to learn out to Lehi Kodesh that there would be a law by these cases.
The Gemara, further on in the Yamud, brings the Machlaikis, the Rekiver, and Yishmael, the Mekar of each Isser, of Sheikhavim and Zachar, Nishkavim and Zachar, Sheikhavim and Behema, and Nishkavim and Behema, and the Marmis Nafkmin is in each case, if you chayiv shtayim or echad. One of the cases they bring is, Hanirva le Zachar, Vanirva le Behema. If someone had a Zachar and a Behema be ba on him, so Amar Bevol, Divir Bekiva chayiv shtayim, according to Bekiva, one of them is Leisishkav, and one of them is Leisitan Shechavticha, so you're going to have two chiyuvim. But according to Mishmael, in Chayv Achas, Idi Lo Yekadeshu, both Isurim, being Nirva LeZachar, and being Nirva LeBehema, both learned out from Lo Yekadesh, therefore you're only Chayiv one Chatas. Taisa asks the obvious question. We have a rule, Tigmar increases, that even if it's one Helam, and it's one Lav, means you never realize that this thing is Aser, and it's only one Lav, and you keep doing it, let's say you're being Baal Nida, so since you're being Baal different Nashim, different people, that alone, that it's different people, will be mechalik the chatayis. And even though it's only one lav and it's only one helam, the fact that there's different people involved would be mechayiv you and separate the chatayis. So he's asked, why is the halacha by nirva lezachar, nirva lebehema, why should the halacha be that according to Rabbi Shmuel, only chayiv one, because it's only leyei kaddish, but he's asked, ain't a chanamin is one lav, but why is it different than a nida that we say if it's different gufin? That alone, in a different gufim, is mechalik. Taisa says that over there, you have a special pasuk. Pasuk is ve'isha, ve'isha is lechalik, a kol isha ve'isha. That gila is only said by the arayis that have the kesher de Rabbi Yoina, that are all in the parasha of Achmois and Gedashim together, but Zachar and Behem are not included in that hekesh. That's sheet this Taisvis, that you don't see gufim mechalakim by Zachar and Behem. However, the Rishash brings down that the Rambam Hilchashkagis Perikei Halacha Gimel, Paskins that your chayiv too if it's gufa mechlokim. He happens to be talking about the case of Baal HaZachar, Vehevi Olav Zachar. And he paskins like Rabbi Kiva. So he says, bringing down our Gemara, they only chayiv one because both things, Baal HaZachar and Hevi Olav Zachar, both learned out from Shishkav and Lishishachav. So since it's the same pasuk, you only chayiv one. However, the Rambam writes, that's only if it's one guf. But if the case of Baal HaZachar would be a different guf than Hevi Olav Zachar. He was bought on Ruvain, and then Shimon was bought on him, so there's two different gufim. You would have the halacha of gufim mechlokim. The Rishash asked the obvious kasha.
Tosis proves from the Gemara on Rav Yishmael, where the case is Nirvel a Zachar, Nirvel a Behema. Now, if one of them is a Zachar and one of them is a Behema, then obviously there's two different Gufim involved. If there's two different Gufim involved, why don't we say Gufim Achlakim? Tosif is a Mechiach, tremendous Yisoy. You don't say the din of Gufim Achlakim only when you have a Riboy, only the Arise of the case of the Rav Yaina. But Zachar and Behema don't have this Halacha. So how could the Rambam Paaskim, my Baal HaZachar, Behevi Olav Zachar, that you're Chayiv Shtayim, a Gufim Achlakim, we have a Ferish Gemara, that you don't say Gufim Achlakim by Zachar and Behema? The beautiful Teretz from the Ur Sameach, the Sameach and Hilchot Shkogis, on this Rambam, Perikei Halacha Gimel, says a tremendous Yisoy. And that is that the Rambam would argue on Taisus, and he would say a different teretz to Taisus' question. Taisus had a question, why don't you say Gufa Mechlakim? Taisus was Mechiach. They only say Gufa Mechlakim if you have a Ribuy. And Zachar and Behema don't have a Ribuy. The Rambam would have a different answer to this question. The Rambam would say, Gufa Mechlakim is said by all Arayas. All Isurim for that matter. Any Isur that is done to a different body, that alone that is done to a different Guf, is Mechalik. However, it depends what the Isur is. If an Isser is a Maisa, so we say that if it's all in one Helam and all in one Lav, then usually we look at a Maisa as one long continuation of doing this act. So that's the only Chayiv one Chatas. However, if it's done to a different Guf, that alone differentiates the Maisa, separates the Maisa, and we say each Maisa is a separate Maisa. One was a Maisa done to Rachel, one was a Maisa done to Leah. That alone, that it was done to a different person, makes a different name for this Maisa, and that differentiates and separates the Maisim. However, that's only applicable if the Isser is the Maisa. However, Leia Kaddish is not saying don't do a certain act. It's saying don't act in a certain way. Leia Kaddish, don't be a person that's mafkir atzmai liznus, and that permits any disgusting act to be done to him or her. So the Isser is not don't do a Maisa, rather, he calls it, don't be mafkir yourself. If the Isser is don't be mafkir yourself, and we're not talking so much to the act that you're doing, don't do an act. Rather, we're saying more general term, don't be mafkir yourself. So then it's hard to split it. Because even if you were mafkir yourself to two people, that was one act of being mafkir yourself. To two people, maybe, but there's only one general thing that you did wrong. You were mafkir yourself for the following few jobs. Since you were mafkir yourself in a general term that you let all these things be done to you, the fact that it was done to different people won't differentiate this maisa of being mafkir yourself. Only if the avera is don't do an act, so then we could say, oh, the act to Reuven and the act to Shimon is different acts. But if the isser is not the act, the isser is don't act in a certain way. Don't be a person that lets himself have anything done to him, so then the fact that it was done by two different people is not going to differentiate and make it a different act of being mafkir yourself. There was one act the person did. He let himself have everything done to him. So the fact that a different goof involved will not be mechalik. So that was saying a beautiful thing. The Rambam knows Taisus. He knows that we have a Gemara that according to Rabbi Yishmael, you only chayiv one, and you don't see goof mechalakim. But Taisus proved from this question that it must be that there's a special rebuy necessary to make goof mechalakim, and you don't have it. You don't have it by Zachar and Behema. The Rambam says no. It's a special, specific idea that we say by Leia Kaddish. By Leia Kaddish, you don't say Gufa Mechlakim. Like we're saying, it's not an Isra on the Maisa, it's an Isra on the way you're acting. You're being mafki yourself. Over there, you don't say Gufa Mechlakim. We have no Riboy ever. If you would have the Riboy applies to all cases. Once is a Riboy of Ve'isha, it's Ma'ab. Every case, you say Gufa Mechlakim. That's only if you're similar to the case of the Riboy. The case of the Riboy is on a Maisa. So we say, a Maisa done to A and a Maisa done to B are separate Maisim, and they're separating them of their own chatoyas. But if this is not the maisa, it's the way you're acting, you're being mafki yourself, then the fact that done to two different gufim will not be machalik, and you're not chayiv to chatoyas. And therefore, the Rambam has a license to paskin that according to Rekila, if you're Baal HaZachar, heavy love Zachar, you're only chayiv one, because it's one pasuk, that's only if it's one guf. But if it would be two gufim, then you for sure would say the din of gufim achlakim, because that applies to all the surim, even Zachar and Behema, as long as you're not under the category of Leia Kaddish, because over there you don't say the rule of Gufa Mechlakim, but since according to Rekiva, you're learning out from Leisishkov and Leisishachev, therefore you do have the din of Gufa Mechlakim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.